Well, in the movie Blood Diamond, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, he is a businessman. He's a mercenary turned diamond smuggler, and what he is able to do is he picks up the diamonds, leaks them over the border into Liberia, and helping the folks in Sierra Leone, those rebels, trade gems mined by captives for money and weapons. And it turns out to be an incredible movie. Alex, I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but I just wanted to get your reaction to what we've been hearing, because I know you've been looking and keeping up on this.
George, you never cease to amaze me, because when you said that, I didn't know if you were aware, because I haven't written articles about it. I've just talked about it, that I'm somewhat of an expert on this subject. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, my dad didn't make a bunch of money doing it, but it's a trust business. So he went to the University of Texas with the DeBoole brothers. And that's not De Beers, that's not the Oppenheimers, that's DeBoole's. They were French South Africans.
Yeah, and DeBoole's is not the electronic voting box company either.
That's no, it's DeBoole. Not DeBoole. it's DeBoole's. And so he actually put himself through medical school just because he was just a low-level courier when, and this was all legal stuff, when diamonds would come in. He hadn't done it in 30 years or so, or 27, 28 years. He would carry them around in Dallas, Texas, where I grew up. And so I remember these French guys coming over to the house. I remember my dad going and giving presentations. I remember, seeing my dad on national TV when they brought some giant diamond to Dallas, and there he was with the Bull brothers, and they had guys with shotguns guarding it. So my dad just, did work for them occasionally because he went to school with them and was in the same fraternity. And so I remember my dad, when I was little, explaining to me, he said, son, rubies and emeralds are precious. But he said, here's a scale, because he would go do presentations for him as well. And he would show me that diamonds, and this is now pretty much an open secret. Back then, nobody knew this. Diamonds are on the low end of semi-precious. They are not much more valuable than rhinestones. And the British royal family, or the Dutch royal family, licensed through Cecil Rhodes. The guy had a country named after him, Rhodesia, just north of South Africa. And they knew that diamonds in South Africa and in many other areas of Africa, all the way up to the Western Gold Coast, literally lay on the ground. They're everywhere.
My gosh. Huge.
And so they did a big scam about 120 years ago with the royal family. This was a huge public relations stunt. The royal family started wearing huge gowns of diamonds. They told everybody it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because they had a monopoly, because diamonds are only in certain places, Australia, Arkansas, and the U.S., but predominantly in areas of Africa. So they artificially went in, paid mercenaries, controlled whole regions, would pay anybody exorbitant prices just to ensure they didn't get on the open market. And about 10 years ago, there was a program. I've interviewed the lady. If you're into this, you ought to talk to her, George. You probably already have. And she's a British lady. She's married to a lord. Very wealthy. She made a film called Diamond Empire.
No, I have not talked to her.
And in the film, she went to the mines. She showed what's happening. She got them to admit it. Somehow she got De Beers in France and in London, in Paris and London, to let her into warehouses. I mean, huge warehouses, folks. I'm talking warehouses where it's like something at the end of Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, an endless warehouse full of huge locked cases, giant mounds of diamonds.
Untouched, uncut.
Yes, untouched, uncut, just huge mounds of endless diamonds. And then De Beers, which is just the name of a mine in South Africa, the family that owns its Oppenheimer, they own Nokia and a bunch of other stuff. They were given the monopoly, and they pay a certain percentage to the two royal families that run the planet. And that's the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. That's the Queen of England. Their front name is House of Windsor. The British don't even know their own queen's name. That's Germans. And then the Dutch royal family, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, whose wealth is a state secret. But she owns Dutch Roll Shell and a bunch of other stuff. But this is all publicly available. And so what happened here is they then hyped with, you know, just like Coca-Cola made Santa Claus a guy in a red and white suit in the 20s, you know, that's the power of PR when advertising was just getting hot and people were so susceptible to it. Well, the same thing with those ads, Diamonds Are Forever, all of this, they took something that literally is on the low end of semi-precious. Folks, they're almost worthless, okay? A one-carat cut diamond's worth about $5, and that's only because of the cost of cutting it, okay? These things are now the rich have learned this, the nouveau riche, so the new rich, so they're now getting colored diamonds. There are some colored diamonds that are rare and precious. So,
like the yellow ones and things like pink ones.
Orange ones, blue, exactly. Yeah. Green ones, blue ones, red ones. And so 3 years ago when Prince Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles, it was in the news, he didn't give her a diamond. You know, he gave her a ruby.
Yeah.
Because they know. I mean, this is, it'd be like giving her a $5, you know, nothing. So there's all these people mortgaging, you know, people paying half their year's salary to engage. And, I mean, I'm a hypocrite, too. My wife's got a diamond ring. You know, it's traditional now.
Hey, diamonds are a girl's best friend, Alex.
Sure. So I'm a hypocrite. I mean, I'm here saying all this, but that's what she wanted. That's what she's got. But the point is...
And you probably paid a pretty good penny for it, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. I actually... I didn't want to give the De Beers anything, so I knew somebody in Houston. I got one out of Israel.
You got a deal.
Yeah, I got it at about a tenth the price. But the point is, folks, you're being totally scammed.